entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Yes! Welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle! That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in, downloading this and listening to it. Shoving it into your ears. Some of you, your eyes, I know people watch the streaming video. It's nice of you. Very, very nice to give some of your attention to us so that we can just desecrate it and defile it. It's a very good thing that we like to do. And when I say we, of course, I mean me, Ken, DJ New Style, and also, ladies and gentlemen, as always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Full.
You're full.
I'm full of food.
Nice. That's good. It's a good opener. What do you mean you're full of food? I mean, obviously I know what you mean in that you've decided to drown some of your sorrows with some fucking nourishment. But
yes.
What is it that you're doing? Why are you so full, Steve? What are you full of besides full shit and annoyance?
Well, shit primarily, but ramen, man. Real ramen. Made the right way.
So you heated up the little packet?
Fuck all that shit. No packet. I don't eat that shit.
How do you eliminate the plasticky taste? Once they figure that out, that'll be a real food. Microwave styrofoam and not have it taste like poison, then we have a meal.
That's not ramen. That's cup noodle. That's different.
Oh, it's all ramen to me, buddy. No, I know you're full of ramen because I'm a Facebook friend of yours, and I saw your bowl of food that you posted. And
you
know what?
That's a large bowl.
Sure as fuck was. I thought you were having ramen for six, but no, no, that's just a sad ramen bowl for one.
Yeah, and it was filled to
like. Why is there one? Crap. Why is there one spoon in that punch bowl of fucking noodles and and fish juice? Why is there one spoon? Steven's having a field day tonight. Bowl of fucking noodles gonna turn into abdominal cement. Just really weigh him down for the show.
No, you know what? That doesn't really mess with your insides. It's pretty good because there's so much broth. Oh man.
Well, I asked somebody on the fucking caveman diet how they feel after they're totally full of food. Do they feel lethargic like you, Steve?
My God, I would imagine. You mean the paleo diet?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know. Yeah. I call it the caveman diet still.
Yeah, that's another nomenclature.
Okay. So have you ever dealt with that? Have you done that, Steve?
I actually kind of try to do that a lot. I mean, I guess ramen doesn't really count.
No, no, Steve. A bowl of fucking glutinous noodles is it's kind of against the whole eat meat and fucking vegetables. Eat whatever's available to a fucking caveman.
Yeah, well, everything aside from the noodles is basically, you know, I mean, it's boiled bones pretty much, boiled pig bones and pig fat. There's so much fat. Pork belly. Pork belly is the best. You ever have pork belly?
No, I haven't. But I've had bacon, really? And I think it's the same.
Bacon is actually a slightly different cut. Pork belly and bacon is like smoked, and then you fry it.
Sorry, Steve. Sure. I didn't know you just got a new job at Kitchen Stadium, where you could tell me the difference between bacon and pork belly.
Yeah, hey, I could work at Kitchen Stadium. Alton Brown, watch out. Gunning.
I watched a couple episodes of Iron Chef recently. They always have the judge that's like somewhat notable but not for food, like Kathy Griffin. will be there just to tell somebody, a little too much salt in that food. I have no concept of what the fuck it should taste like. Just a little too much salt.
That's not the way it works, though, because they never, ever say anything bad about anything. Because that's a rollover or whatever it's called from the Japanese version. Like, the Japanese version always had, like, a famous singer or a news reporter or an actress. You know, like, when you watch it in America, you have absolutely no idea who
it is. America's sweetheart, Sally Kellerman.
Yeah.
Would she be on there? There's just not enough ranch. If you could just smear more ranch on my foie gras. Perhaps the Hidden Valley variety. If you could pour some Hidden Valley ranch from the mustard fields of Dijon, France. All over everything you prepare. Just fucking... just mush it into her goddamn ranch dressing. She has no teeth anymore. It's the only way she'll get it down her fucking throat.
You gotta put everything
in. Rumor has it, Rodney Dangerfield had to slide his dick in a bottle of salad dressing just so she could suck him off, because she has a salivary issue. Not only is she an untalented hag, she also has an issue with producing saliva. So she needs to have everything that enters her throat slathered with Hidden Valley Ranch. I am so sorry to anybody who's a distant relative of that fucking scarecrow-looking bitch. But she's just my favorite fucking target. I don't know what it is. She hasn't done anything in 1,000 years. After she helped Jesus off the cross... she hasn't done a goddamn thing, that old bitch. Holy shit. Oh, man. Steven.
Yes.
It's a podcast we're doing. It's an episode of a show. We're on heroestalk.com, network of shows.
Are we?
We are.
Oh, cool.
Look, we're trying to shore up all of our issues, trying to resolve these things, trying to get a tighter ship, if you will. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to try and make sure the shows that are supposed to be active are going to be active, and we're going to pursue new shows for the lineup. There are some we are working stuff out with. And
that's good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
I'm excited.
I know Clayton from Bug Zapper Radio. He does a great show every week. And he definitely puts his all in. I know a couple of the people from some shows that might not have done an episode in a while. You know, they stay interested and they stay involved even though they're not doing shows anymore.
That's true. That is true.
I wish maybe we could get them to call in sometimes, or, you know, maybe they'll get their shows back.
Well, if you'd like to call in, the number is 316-768-4472. Obviously, live listeners only. So if you've just downloaded an MP3... it would be pointless for you to call that number. So, I mean, we don't have the luxury of being able to put that not live logo over my fucking voice. We're just hoping the fact that you downloaded a fucking file, that you could figure it out, that we're not currently streaming to you. But there are people that are listening to this right now, like the person who just called in, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a guy named Steve. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. Clayton. I don't want to argue with you. I'm actually not a live listener right now. I happen to notice that from my tweeting that you were live. I'm in Austin on business, drinking heavily in the hotel lobby.
Oh my
after,
God.
Working up my constitutional right, Second Amendment, at looking at firearms and pricing tactical shotguns for my house at home defense, I realized that there's a bunch of those now. But anyway... I apologize for not knowing what subject y'all are discussing, calling and interrupting the show with...
Hold on. You are purchasing tactical shotguns for personal home defense.
Yeah, you know, I grew up going around... guns. You go to a place to buy guns, and it used to be just hunting stuff. And it's amazing. You go to places now, it's incredible how much tactical weaponry...
It's Texas.
...is available. And accessories for that tactical weaponry. It's ridiculous how many AR-15s and all kinds of variety of that kind of shit.
What I like is that the typical gun store owner doesn't really look like like one for defense. Or he doesn't really look like anybody who could run an intruder out. He's usually just a schlub in some kind of flannel, whether it's sleeveless or not. And he happens to have fucking guns. And he realizes he doesn't have to keep himself in shape because he has goddamn guns. And he knows the guns to get. He knows the guns he likes. And he'll direct you to them. And one of the stores that that my dad frequents, that I went with a couple of times, had like a magazine rack. And it had everything you'd expect from a gun store, like the Guns and Ammo, Soldiers of Fortune magazine. And then he had like a very small section of books, which were not for sale. And I shit you not, one of them was a very, very old and shredding copy of Mein Kampf.
Oh my God.
On display. Oh, wow. On display. So I was wondering if, like, what do I have to do to get this guy to show me his Zyklon B collection? This was used, man. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
And then he goes through.
Let me show you in the back with the Jew killing collection.
Yeah, then he opens my laptop bag, finds a fucking snow globe, tries to fucking kill me with it, calls me a faggot fuck. Anyway, by the way, that was a Falling Down reference. Fantastic movie. One of the greatest scenes in American cinema. Anyway, Clayton, I'm sorry.
No, it was, you know, one of the things I wanted to call. I was shocked, like, you know, when you go to a gun place, I've been used to seeing a lot of people. You see people there buying guns. The last two of the places, it's shocking the number of people that are buying guns. Shocking at the number of people. In fact, there's a local hardware store that, you know, does hardware and guns and stuff like that, sporting goods. Before the election, they had 30 gun safes. Within a week after the election, all the 30 gun safes had been bought.
Jesus Christ. Man, people really, really believe that they're going to have to defend everything they own from the people that are just going to be moving west looking for resources. Like, when you run out of things, you just go west so you can get them. Oh, wait, we did that when we had no power for a week. We stole all of Pennsylvania's gas. So, actually, there's some merit to it. Buy multiple shotguns, prop one up in each corner of your house, and garrison yourself so you can shoot the fearing masses. It's crazy. But what I find interesting is the election is the catalyst for people to purchase the guns.
Oh yeah, here in the state of Texas, it was a mad rush to get guns.
Man.
You know, it was in 2004 too.
So you're
because they think people are going to take their gun rights. They're going to take their guns away, so they want to get them, and if they have to hide them and whatever, I don't care. But you know, people want to feel safe. They want to have their guns and be able to buy them whenever they want to. Of course, in the state of Texas, you know, dude, for $299, I get a tactical pistol grip shotgun, and because I have a concealed handgun license, I can walk in a store in probably 15 minutes.
Nice.
With a gun.
Nice.
No big deal.
So so you purchased multiple shotguns?
No, I have not yet. I'm pricing them out.
But oh, okay.
I have not decided. I'm kind of like weighing a few things first. But, you know, it's one of the things you have to have. You know, I've got a pistol. I've got, you know, high-powered rifle. Get a couple of tactical shotguns. And I may, you know, try to find a way to get an AR variety.
Nice.
And then I won't be set. But it's funny, like, when you start talking about gun control, I realize I'm hijacking this shit, so I apologize.
No, that's completely fine. By the way, Sandwich Humor Jeff is saying, when everything goes completely to shit, I'm going to find Clayton. I urge you, though, to not try to find Clayton without letting him know.
Well, yeah. Ironically, because Sandwich, since the guys at True Time Theater, since it's not a live show, I have no idea what they look like. So it's like when they just show up, hey, we need help, you know, you better take 2-3 steps back.
They're going to have to march like an army in medieval times carrying a banner with a guy playing a fucking snare in front. Just carrying the sandwichhumor.com fucking banner as they march upon your estate so they don't get a round of buckshot right in the fucking eyes.
It drives my wife crazy. I like intimidating people who come to my front door. I like intimidating them because, you know, the salesman, somebody want to come. Oh, hey, what? I like when I open the door, I'm coming through the door, out the door towards them in an effort to get them to step three or four steps back away from my door.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you that familiar with my house. Back up. I don't want you to be able to see in it. I don't know who you are. And so they don't like, you know, especially down here, it's mostly short Hispanic people. So I come out barreling out of the door, can I help you? And I'd expect it, and I like that. I don't want them to know what I'm going to do.
So, yeah, I mean, Clayton is a physical specimen, a mountain of a man.
All right.
And he usually carries a fucking axe handle around with him just in case. Just in case he has to crack your fucking collarbone for his own amusement. So you mentioned you were getting drunk in a lobby in Austin right now. You're living it up.
Nice.
Steve's excited.
A business trip is amazing. They pay for the alcohol and the booze. They pay for the booze and the food, so you got to take advantage of that.
Of course. Absolutely.
Of course, man.
So you're traveling. What we want to know is, will there be an episode of Bug Zapper Radio this week?
It's going to be 50-50. I'm going to be showing up late, and I don't know. I don't know. If I do, you'll know minutes before. I don't know. To be honest with you, I might need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't like doing the show. I mean, I enjoy the show. Just every now and then, as a podcaster, you need kind of a break.
Yeah,
but like I said, I've been away from home since Saturday morning, and so I kind of want to spend time with the kid.
If you don't an episode, we're gonna have fucking problems.
Why is that?
No, I'm just kidding.
After he does the
by the way,
shotguns.
Instantly shit my pants when you said, "Why is that?" I'm just saying. Instantly shit my pants.
We do not have a problem.
No, of course we don't. Absolutely not. As somebody who is looking out for the safety of his family, and always kind of had, I get the sense you have your head on a swivel and you are ready for action. If you're approached by somebody,
I guess now that I'm a father, I'm always like, you know, just, I don't know, just sizing people up, sizing the situation, you know, to be honest with you, it keeps me more calm.
Yeah.
Like I've already thought about it through. I've already thought my steps through. So I'm not, you know, I'm not exactly like, hey, I'm like this big badass or anything like that, but I've already stepped. I'm just calm because I know if this happens, I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah. So you have a course of action. You have an idea of what could happen if you were to act a certain way. And what I want to bring up to you, and this is news that I don't know if it's made it where you are, but around us on the East Coast, it's pretty big news that on the subway, a man was thrown in front of a moving train and killed. And
wow.
It's not the first time either.
Definitely not the first time, but what's
I'm not
amazing.
Surprised. You savages over there.
Thank you. What's amazing is that in the age in which we live, everybody's got cameras and everybody's able to take pictures and video. And there's actual video of this man's last fucking moments. And they're by the way, they're saying how rare this occurrence is. There are 50 deaths a year, and it is so rare for someone to be thrown in front of the train. They're trying to kind of make people feel comfortable with the fact that it won't happen to them. It's unlikely that it'll happen to them, but they're pushing the shit out of the fact that it might fucking happen to you. You could get thrown in front of a fucking train. And then they show the video, not necessarily of the guy hitting the train, but the altercation. This crazy-looking man, an African-American, unless he's Caribbean-American. I don't know. He's black. Let's just say he's black. And a guy. And the black guy is leaned up against a wall, and there's the guy who got killed in front of him with his back to the fucking tracks. They're yelling at each other. They're not having an agreeable conversation. It is going down, and they're not things are not clicking between them. They're not becoming pals.
Right.
So seeing this and just hearing the headline are two different fucking things. And I want to say to anybody out there, I'm not trying to be insensitive. As a public service to you, I'd like to go over a few pointers so that you can use the subway and not get thrown in front of a fucking train. Step one. Don't argue with angry black people on the platform.
Don't argue with anyone.
Don't argue with angry white people. Don't argue with Chinese people, elderly people. Don't fucking argue, make eye contact, or talk to anybody.
Okay, hey. I got a better one than that. I say, okay, not even on the subway. This Saturday, I was at the Joe Rogan concert, watching Joe Rogan, Duncan Trussell.
What's he play, bass?
Yes. Anyway.
Does he play the ancient Babylonian text?
Yeah, he played a little comedy. Anyway, he was making a joke about vegans. There were some vegans in front of us that were very upset, okay? Mm-hmm. And my wife started kind of making a comment. This bitch... Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, this bitch in front of us started getting upset, so my wife makes a comment. The bitch turns around and makes a comment to my wife.
Oh, no.
My wife, already intoxicated, starts talking shit to her. Now, this is what crowded theater. I did what any grown man would do. And I got a lot of shit for it, but I don't care. I went up to my wife and actually put my hand over her fucking mouth.
Wow. Nice.
I put my hand over her mouth. I love her to death. And she got mad, and rightly so, because I feel like later, I apologize, because I overstepped my bounds. But the idea was, you don't need to talk shit, especially when you're drunk, because you don't know what's going to happen after that.
Right.
You had an altercation, you got out of your system, move on.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important rule that you teach anybody, first of all, keep your hands to yourself. That's period. End of sentence. So the idea of something... This blows my mind. Anyway, I've been interrupting your story. So did this black guy push said person onto the track? Is that what I'm...
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. The train was arriving, and he threw him, pushed him, whatever he did.
How do they know this happened? Is there pictures of it, or what?
There's video.
There's video whoa. Fucking pictures. Of this.
Okay, wait. All right. Did he throw him seconds within the train, or did they, like, did the guy at least try to get off the track?
I don't know. But I do know that this could have been avoided if the man who was on, by the way, it was a pretty much, it was a narrow platform. I would say 5 to 6 feet. It wasn't one of those platforms that's like, you know, there's benches and shit. There's just a wall in this portion of it. There's a few feet, a yellow line, and then the fucking edge.
And it's usually a drop. It's usually about a 2.5 foot, 3 foot drop, too.
So this
3 foot? What the fuck are you talking about? That's like a 6 foot drop.
Oh, was it? Okay, I didn't see the video.
My question, so they have video of the guy trying to get back up off the track?
I don't know. I didn't see the video, but I saw the video, the portion. I didn't see the impact or the toss. I saw the portion of the video the news would allow me to see. And I kind of wanted to not see the dude get fucking smashed by the train. I don't know.
I'm softening right now.
I would believe me. There is a version of me from the past that would have wanted to see every possible angle of this. Like it was my own fucking Blu-ray with multiple angles and a director's cut and a fucking commentary track. Well, when I actually threw him in front of the motherfucking train. I thought, let's get some spin on that motherfucker. Spin him.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no. The guy was displeased with the way the conversation was going. Pushed him in front of the fucking train.
Okay, why would you argue with anybody with your back to an empty track?
That's another point. Don't put your back to the fucking train tracks. Even if you're not in the fucking goddamn argument. You don't know. Maybe you're trying to Instagram some clever graffiti, and you're trying to get the right angle, and you back up a little bit, and boom, you're off the fucking platform. Just be aware of your fucking surroundings.
Well, do you even sit with your back to the like in a restaurant, back to the door?
No, I don't. I'm not a mafioso. But I always feel like there could be a possibility where someone's gonna come in and just fucking light up the restaurant. Maybe they got the shits because they got a bad batch of kung pao the last week and they wanted to make everybody pay. I want to know that I'll at least see it coming and have a chance. Never put my back to a fucking door.
No way.
Exactly.
Holy. That's fucking no. I mean, did anything happen to the gentleman who pushed him?
I like how you qualify him as gentleman. The gentleman that threw another man in front of a fucking train after yelling at him for hours.
Well, you know,
was the prince apprehended?
Yes.
I think they're looking for him. They know exactly what he looks like. They know his description. I don't know if they've caught him because, quite frankly, I am descending into the status.
They got him.
Of germ freak. They did get him.
Yes.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it's number one. You can't commit crimes when everybody has cell phones anymore and expect to get away with it.
And not even that. I mean, look at London. There's more people. There's more video cameras in London than people that live in London.
Yeah, and think about it this way. I didn't know if they got him because he was able to go away and not be apprehended. He was able to leave the scene. A scene in which he murdered somebody and people fucking filmed it. So these people were brazen enough to film the guy's final moments, but not quite so cool with trying to stop the fucking guy.
Nobody trying to help the dude, like, get up off the track? I mean, was this... I mean, it would have to be so quick enough that...
It might have been as the train was coming. I don't know. I'm trying to look at the video right now.
Which brings me to another point, which brings in another... Now that you're talking about this or whatever, is... Okay, I'm going to assume for a second that it wasn't like a... He got tossed, the car hit him, like, there's no time to react, okay? Is I realize it's a pretty good drop, but about 2 years ago, and this leads to why, like, I lost a bunch of weight, is I had a fucking nightmare 2 years ago that, like, being overweight, whatever, I couldn't physically, like, a fire, something happened, and I couldn't help my kids get out of or do something because I was so fucking fat and out of shape that I couldn't do it. So I lose 80 pounds, get in better shape to be able to, like, dude, if you got knocked off, I could climb out of a 6-foot hole. You know what I'm saying? I could pull myself up. And so there's something to be said of, you know, obviously if it was a bam-bam deal, no. But obviously if you had, like, a minute and a half where you could just go, you know, I think somebody said one time, like, we barely do enough to keep our bodies running, you know?
Yeah.
Just to wake up and go to work.
I would imagine that this guy is probably not in fighting shape and is probably not used to being... dropped from 6 to 10, 8, whatever the fuck the height of a platform is. Let's just say 6 feet. Let's say that.
I saw parts of the video. He's a very frail Asian man.
God. Really?
Yeah, Ki Suk Han is his name.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I had to censor myself. I was going to be something kind of racist, but you know, kind of idea. You think those people would be more spry? I don't know. Like, you know.
Well, listen. I know you're a fan of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but they don't actually all jump like that. He's not able to just fucking jump from the bottom of the tracks,
platform to platform, while waving his feet in the air.
Okay, so apparently, by the way, Best in Show Keith is in the chat room. He's saying he was 58 years old and drunk. See, Clayton, justified again. Don't argue when you're drunk. Don't. It's going to be impossible. Because people are going to do it, but you just fucking shouldn't.
And then, okay, I know when you see when you was on a subway, so it was down underground. So it wasn't like on a raised platform like outside town. It was like on a, hey, you went underground, and the only way out is the way you fucking came in or on the train, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put yourself in a fucking no out anyway. So, I know it's the norm for you people, but to me that's a little terrifying anyway. Hey, I'm getting into this hole in the fucking ground to get on a train, you know, in the middle of the fucking night or wherever it is. I mean, I don't care what you say, that's not natural.
But the thing is, there used to be some comfort in being down there with others. you would think, like, you know, if anything happens, you know, there's other people. So it's going to be deterred.
No, what are you talking about, Kim? You're in a crowded space with a bunch of savages stuck in there. They're going to fucking eat yourselves alive.
Yeah. Well, apparently, it didn't seem like there were too many other savages. It just seemed like there were people that wanted to get the winning video, I guess. People really wanted to capture this event and just have it and be the one that did it. And I didn't know that.
Tell us, like, what, the New York Post or something? They tell us in the New York Post.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, Best in Show Keith is saying that one of New York Post's photographers snapped pictures of him so that his flash would alert the driver of the train, rather than putting his fucking camera down and assisting the man. So it seems as though it wasn't just some cat-like reflex by the black dude to just sense a train coming and throw him in front of it to get him out of the way.
Remember a time when a newspaper reporter would, like, rip his shirt off and there'd be a big S and a cape? They might have saved that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
Not more. No, we'd just rather take the picture.
They have bloggers breathing down their back.
They need
content.
Anderson Cooper is the closest you get to that, and he's gay.
What does that have to do with anything, Steve?
Hey,
he's a delightful man and a treasure for our nation.
And he saves small little children getting killed.
I've been new Anderson Cooper gay. I've been new. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Wait, only in your area would somebody, like, you know, talking about a thousand ways to die, like getting put. Oh, how horrific is that?
I mean, I don't know. I would imagine that you have to hope. If that's the way you're going to go, you have to hope you were knocked unconscious.
Well, hey,
by you hit the third rail.
If you're a subway conductor, if you're the guy driving it,
yeah,
isn't that like a fear that you had that you're going to have to watch somebody get fucking tattooed?
Well, that's the thing. They showed the conductor on the news being carried out in a wheelchair with, like, an oxygen mask on.
Hyperventilated.
Dude, it's got to be fucking frightening.
Yeah.
To just,
I mean, there's really nothing they can do because they're almost on autopilot. I mean, it's...
And also, you spend most of your time trying to perfect your unintelligible voice that, you know, you get taken by surprise by the occasion flying Asian man in front of your train. How the hell are you going to say, Times Square, 349? This is awful.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. That's some talent. I'm working ass off where you can't hear understand anybody.
I'm not that experienced with the subway because I don't... You know, I've lived near the city, but I haven't spent a whole lot of time in it. I'm doing more and more as we go. But when you get on an older train that just has the map, like, you have a map and you can look at the stops, you don't want to look at the fucking map because you don't want to look like a mark. But if you're on a newer train, it has the fucking stops on a screen queued up saying next stop is this, and you can be like, okay.
Whoa.
Right. And you can turn to everywhere and go, okay, three stops. All right.
Never saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, but the older trains you just have a map. So if they're unintelligible, you have to look at the goddamn signs and try to find your way. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, or better yet, God forbid you ask anybody. You know, like when I was in Philly trying to get to Atlantic City, you ask, "Hey, is this the right train?" And they give you a shitload of attitude like you're supposed to already know that.
Man, you know what? Philadelphia just fucking sucks.
Well, but it fucking sucks, but I'll tell you what. I threw the curveball back in their face because I responded with a lot of smiling and whatnot because I was, like, really digging the attitude only because I was expecting it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they lost because they're wondering how I fucked this asshole, and they're like, they just look at me odd because I'm sitting there smiling at them like, I know I'm in the right place. I just wanted to fuck with you.
I mean, asking people is so frowned upon that it's a strong likelihood that the man who was thrown in front of the train probably just asked for directions. That is how fucking... You just don't do it. You can't fucking do it. And, I mean, yeah, you kind of smiled back at them, and you made your way to to Atlantic City. But right now, we have apps and shit. I guess GoEat is mentioning one that where... If you don't know where you're going, make sure you have an app on your phone or something, some fucking plan. Because if you ask somebody, you're instantly a tourist or, as he says, a subway noob, and you do not want to be that fucking dude.
No, you don't.
Why is that? I've never had, well, it is actually quite the number. Everybody I've ever asked, except for the people who actually work on the train, were actually very helpful.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Maybe because they heard my accent where I was, you know, please and thank you. They were like, hey, it's okay. I don't know. But I've never had this opportunity where I felt like threatened because I didn't know where the fuck I was going.
True. Yeah, the PATH train is crowded. Keith from Best in Show is mentioning it's impossible to take a PATH train and not feel fucking genitals from seven people on you, like a goddamn sardine can. It's amazing. The PATH train was my only exposure to the subway system, so that when we wanted to take a real train in the city, Amanda and I saw an empty train on an otherwise crowded car, and we thought we hit the jackpot until we walked on and realized we saw a homeless man sleeping, and he was wearing three snowsuits, and a shit smell was emanating from him that was beyond strong.
That's the first thing you do when you enter a subway train is you take a whiff, and then you got to start moving.
And cars. By the way, it was August, and he's wearing fucking snowsuits. Yeah. It was such a fucking rookie mistake, the empty car. It's empty for a fucking reason. Those people would have been on that goddamn train if it didn't smell like the bottom of a fucking porta-john.
Yeah. You know, I know this is going to sound... I don't know. Like, I find it odd that y'all find it completely normal to crowd into a fucking train car to get to some location. If that makes... like. See, it's completely normal to crowd more people onto this moving vessel as it should be, and just to kind of, we're all kind of going to the same place. I don't find that the least bit odd.
Well, dude, there's a couple of options. I mean, the thing is, people don't like to drive their cars in the city.
Or don't have cars.
Or
the highest population in the world of people that have licenses but no cars is in New York City.
Yeah. And the other thing is, what's the alternative? A bus? Or a taxi, you know, they can get a little bit pricey, and it's already expensive to live and maneuver in the city. So people try to, you know, take the subway to cut costs and make it a viable option.
Well, no, but just the idea of living in an area where there's so many fucking people that, like, you have no other option, you know, than to take some kind of public transportation at the, you know, and be at the behest of some union rep guy. Doesn't really give a fuck if you make it there or not, you know?
We took my parents to a play for their anniversary. It was, albeit a little belated because of the hurricane, but we drove into the city. My dad wanted to drive in. Amanda and I have decided driving in no longer for us. We take the PATH train, we take subways where we have to go, and we figured that out. But my dad, not into it. Wants to drive his own fucking car, park in his own fucking place, and that be the end of it. Stay wherever the fuck the parking garage is and be around that area. So we drove in and found a parking place and saw the sign outside, $25. My dad goes in, asks the – yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The sign could just say you're going to receive $1 million if you come in here. It doesn't matter. It could say anything. It could say fuck you, turn. It doesn't matter. My dad – he pulls in, asks the guy how much it's going to be for X amount of hours, and it ended up being like $84. He's like, $84. Yep. My dad goes, you know what? Fuck it. I'm backing out. And he looks, and there's like 16 cars behind him.
Yep.
The guy goes, good luck with that. Good luck with that. So he ended up just staying and taking it on the fucking chin. So it's very expensive to drive in the city. It's very expensive to park. But your whole thing is, you know, why bother?
Why live in the city? Why go to the city?
Find another thing to do that doesn't involve being around so many fucking people. I don't know.
I mean, think about this, guys. Like, you got to live where you got to live. I understand. I do. But look what that hurricane, look what that shit did. I mean, sure, it all worked out. But, like, you know, people living on top of people, you know, I'm amazed that there weren't more, you know, Walking Dead type shit where, you know, if that makes any sense. I mean, you know, you got so many people fighting for resources in such a tight area. I'm saying other areas wouldn't be bad too, but god damn.
Yeah.
I'm sure going to Jets games and whatnot are fun, but
they're not. I'll tell you this: Jet games are far from fucking fun.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan. They ain't exactly been a fucking great year either.
There are players on the Jets team that don't fucking enjoy playing, going to Jets games.
And I'll leave you alone. And just so I know, since he's listening, go weed. Hey, you fucking Giants look like shit last night, motherfucker.
Well, thank you for that. I hope you become a fucking Texans fan now that they are halfway decent.
Ah, fuck the Texans. I can't win for them. It's like somebody goes, hey, you like University of Texas? No, fuck that shit.
I saw Best in Show Keith post a picture of the Falcons that said NFC South Champions, and I'm like, that's got to be a joke. There isn't an NFC South, and I looked, and there is. I have no fucking concept of how that league works anymore. I have there no is. Fucking. There's an NFC South. I had no idea.
Well, the NFL hasn't decided who's going to win the Super Bowl this year. They haven't decided who's going to win the Super Bowl this year. Once the fix is in, then it'll all make sense. It's not supposed to right now. They want to make everybody think they have a shot.
Yeah, so that's why they have 1,000 divisions, so they can have 1,000 champions.
So they can decide whether it's Ben Roethlisberger's time to win the Super Bowl, or is it Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady needs another shot.
Yeah,
you know,
dynasty, bro. It's a dynasty. Ugh.
Foosball.
Yeah, I am. Well, by the way, I'm wearing a Denver Broncos shirt. Let's see how that works out for them in their next game. Denver.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do that to you. Peyton.
Yeah. Go Broncos.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'll
Clayton,
speak to y'all later.
Thank you very much for calling in. Good luck. Try not to get too drunk at your corporate
event. Don't get murdered on the subway.
And I hope you purchase many, many shotguns for your home. Thank you for calling in, buddy. Bug Zapper Radio is hosted by our buddy Clayton, who just called into the show. If you want to call in, the number is 316-768-4472. We don't really have an agenda, so don't feel like, well, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I wanted to call in, but I don't know, I don't have anything to say. We don't care. It's fine. I'd like to get more callers, Steve. I miss the days of having callers, so I'm trying to push the number a little more here and there. By the way, hearustalk.com/Amazon. The holiday season, listen, you're officially becoming a fucking late motherfucker as far as buying gifts, making sure that you have your shopping done. It's getting there, okay? We're on the fucking heels of having to have the shit, okay? So go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click our link to Amazon.com. Buy shit and have it sent to you and yours. And guess what happens? They're happy, you're happy, and we get a small cut. We get to throw the money back into this project and fund events, buy equipment, and promote the shit out of whatever we're doing. And pay the fucking bills. How about that? So, hearustalk.com/Amazon. If you buy anything from Amazon, I don't know, Steve, what's something that someone can buy from Amazon?
Dildos.
If you buy your dildo from Amazon.com, you're truly, number one, a shameless motherfucker. Amazon is not for sex toys, but I believe they do sell them there.
They sell plenty of sex toys on Amazon.
Steve knows. Steve is an authority on the amount of sex toys on Amazon.com. Steve, do they have that little number that I enjoy so much, that inflatable lamb?
I think they do.
That inflatable lamb with the little fucking plastic asshole. Who the fuck needs that, by the way? I've seen that. Fucking little Jimmy Rhodes has sent me a picture of that as a product that someone would buy. Who the fuck wants to fuck a raft that's shaped like a lamb? Is that what your life has come to?
Not mine.
A moist palm and a fucking picture of tits just not doing it for you? You need to simulate livestock sex?
Well, I don't think I would ever come to that point.
I would throw myself in front of a fucking train.
Yeah, I just, if I ever had, oh shit!
By the way, Goatweed has found it. It is called the inflatable party sheep on Amazon. Hey, if you're even going to give it a go, or you're so jaded where this is the only thing that'll do it for you, you want to get your dick fucking lodged in a party sheep, an inflatable party sheep, hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link and satisfy your curiosities. You sick sheep. Motherfucker. How about that? You sick fucking piece of shit.
But you can help support the show.
Of course. It goes without saying. Your piece of shit ways will in some way fund our operation here. A true bargain.
$15.
A true bargain at $15.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely. Steven, what's going on? By the way, we mentioned your pictures of ramen.
Yeah.
And because of that, not because of that, but it reminded me of something that I just started doing that I had railed against.
You've gone to the dark side.
I never thought I would, but curiosity has gotten me.
No.
I have purchased my first inflatable party sheep. And let me tell you, I'm going to put a hurting on that motherfucker. I am going to... No. I signed up for Instagram and just to see what it is. Just
you
to
know
see
what
it
is. How do you not know what it is at this point? Aren't you on Facebook? You're on
Facebook. Here's the thing. I know what people are doing with it. I don't know what it truly is. I know that you take pictures, you make them look shittier, and then you share them constantly. Yes. And you never stop. Once you do it, you keep doing it forever. Well, I wanted to see what it was like, so I did it. And the first thing I did was I shared a picture of my Christmas tree on Facebook. That was Instagrammed.
I Instagrammed it.
And I used some fucking bullshit filter. And you know what? I'm kind of enjoying it.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. One picture, and you know what? I'm kind of good. If I feel compelled to take a picture, I'll do it again. But I followed a few people, and I noticed that people really enjoy taking fucking pictures of everything with this bullshit.
Uh huh.
And what I hate about it is that you're forced to share with everybody. You can't just use Instagram as a means of taking photos and applying those filters. Your shit is tied to your fucking account. And even if you're private, whatever, even if you mark shit private, it's still fucking there. Like, everything you do is there. Like, you can't just take a picture and say, you know what, that's not a great one. I personally like it, but I just, you know what, not ready. I'm new to this, and I know I can make my feed private, but everything that you Instagram is out there.
Oh, my God.
You don't have the option of just marking a specific photo as not quite ready for my feed. I wanted to try it out just to see what it's like, so I took a picture and I started fucking around with the filters or whatever, and you know, it was great. And then I thought it was pretty cool, but I didn't want to fucking share it. I just wanted it. I just wanted to have the picture for my own use, and I didn't want it on my fucking record. I want to have an Instagram of pictures that, you know, are not offensive. Like, for example, I don't have children. But if I did, I wouldn't want a feed of nothing but my kids. I don't cook a lot, but if I did, I wouldn't want it to have it be nothing but my fucking food. I want it to be things that I create and things that I'm drawn to photograph. But I'd like to be able to use these fucking filters on just a random bullshit picture that I don't necessarily want on my fucking Instagram shit. And I'm getting some instructions on how to do this. But it seems like a lot of fucking, like, put your phone in airplane mode, share it, cancel it. It'll be in your camera roll, but not in your feed. And yeah, that I could do that. Actually, the better solution was right after that by Oat Raisin. Fucking love Oat Raisin. It says download Camera Plus, which is nothing but filters. So maybe that's what I need to do. I just need a filter app. You guys are right.
You can, you know, put it on your computer and then use filters in Photoshop or GIMP.
Steve, I don't want to fucking just take a picture of my shit and bring it home and work with it like I'm in a fucking dark room. I just want to fucking apply some shit while I'm on my phone. I want to photograph my dump and maybe make it look like it's got a lens flare on the go. I don't want to be tethered
because
to this
sun is
fucking
always shining on your shit, isn't it?
I want to make it be. I want to make it be that way.
See, the thing I don't get about Instagram is, you know, all this technology, you know,
all of it.
No, it started with a 2-megapixel camera on your cell phone. We got an 8-megapixel camera. Now it's like whatever, fucking 87-megapixel camera. All right, and let's take that picture and make it look like it was taken in 1942.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's fun. That's all it is. It's just a little fun. And I don't see doing it on every fucking photo you take. But, yeah, I mean, there are some, like, I've seen people take pictures in Instagram and then apply filters to it. I'm like, you know, the original picture probably would have been a lot better.
No, you know what it
you
is?
You just fucked up a picture. You just fucked up that moment by
making
it,
Instagram
making
comes
it look like one of those things you take at a fucking Wild West city or some shit.
Okay. Wild West City was great. But anyway, I think Instagram, it's kind of like when Blu-ray porn came out. And all the porn actors got all pissed off because they're like, oh, you can see every imperfection in their body, blah, blah, blah. So people, you know, the blurry pictures, there's always a blurry picture of, like, the ugly girl on Facebook. So Instagram just made everybody look better by blurring the picture, making it look shitty, and everybody looks better. Hmm. I think that is the premise of Instagram.
Okay. All right. I mean, again, I've taken one photo and fucked around with it for 5 minutes. And I never thought I would, but I'm not out of the game yet.
I'm not putting this on you. I'm putting it on the 90,000 Instagram pictures I've already seen on Facebook. And I think, you know, every once in a while someone will find something unique and Instagram it, and it might look better than it would maybe if they took a regular picture of it. But
sure.
I think the instances that it works is very limited. And people just use Instagram for everything. I mean, everything is Instagram. Everything.
Steve, as much as I'd like to hear your opinions on Instagram, and as much as I'd like to pretend I have anything beyond that, I have to confess, this weekend, I went to a concert.
Oh, yeah?
And I saw a musical act.
Wait, you went to a concert or saw a musical?
Both. This weekend. It was a busy weekend. We saw, we took my parents to a musical that they wanted to see. It was Silence the Musical, which is a musical spoof of Silence of the Lambs. And I remember some of the songs because they were played on Opie and Anthony a long time ago before it actually was a musical. And after having seen the production, it was pretty fucking good. I mean, There were moments where I would wait to see if my mom would laugh at it before before I felt fully comfortable committing laughter.
So you had that glance. To
I mean,
the
there's
side,
a, there's like, a song dedicated to like the moment when Multiple Migs asks or actually informs Agent Starling that he can smell her cunt. There's this fucking a song and dance number called If I Could Smell Her Cunt. That was endless. Funny, but endless. And I'm like, I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Wait, who expressed interest initially to go see this musical?
My parents wanted to see it.
Okay.
So I don't know if they knew exactly what they were getting into. They ended up enjoying it. But as I'm watching this, I want to laugh. I want to enjoy it. I mean, it's for their fucking wedding anniversary. And there's a... There's an effeminate man singing about his desire to be able to smell a cunt. If I could smell a cunt, like putting his fucking all into it. It was good, but that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the concert we went to the day before, and I have to make a confession. I was one of those people that was taking pictures of the concert. And I didn't have amazing seats. I just wanted to take a couple of snaps, and I realized.
All right, as long as you weren't videotaping the entire concert with your hands in the air.
But the best is you look around, because we didn't have the best seats, so you could see a lot of people in front of us. It's just a sea of illuminated cell phones just lighting up the
ridiculous,
fucking thing.
That's ridiculous.
Some of the hands never went down. Just people filming the entire fucking show for their fucking phone. And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to watch it? You going to show it to anybody? The audio is going to be shitty. The video is just useless.
Jittery.
What the fuck are you going to do with it? Yeah. Nobody has an arm of steel that they can fucking use as
a tripod.
Yeah.
Don't disagree.
Yeah. I took a couple of pictures and realized it's useless. The pictures will, like, you take a picture of something so you can share it with someone else.
Yeah, no, I've done that.
I took the exact picture someone else took because I didn't realize they went to another version of this show or another show, a show that at another venue, or whatever, for this concert.
Wait, so who was it? I'm wondering who was it.
It was just a musical act. I went to a concert.
What band was it? Out with it.
It wasn't a band. It was an artist. It was a singer. Look. All right, I'm in a committed relationship, and we don't
I'm not
exactly
say another word for the rest of the show unless you tell
me. And we don't exactly share musical tastes. And occasionally, Amanda wants to go to a show, and she doesn't want to go alone, so I'll go with
Carrie
her.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, it was Carrie Underwood.
That's funny because my friend was at it with his girlfriend. That's the only reason I could even guess.
Oh, good, good for him. Good. See. You could have taken that another way. You could have insulted me for having done it, as Frank would have. Frank would have said, "Oh, Jesus Christ, why would I go?" Blah, blah, blah. So I went to a Carrie Underwood concert, and I thought I was the only man there. I thought I did. Apparently, your friend was as well. What's that?
Girls won't go to that shit alone. They're going to bring their boyfriends or husbands or, you know, whatever.
Let me tell you something, Steve. I couldn't see another man from where I was.
Oh, wow, really?
I was the only fucking man there, as far as I could tell.
How much were tickets?
I don't know. She bought them. You know what? I don't want to know. She bought them, and I went, and I'll say this: it wasn't bad. I had a couple of beers. I knew the music because I'm familiar with it because Amanda blasts it when I wake up. So, I mean, I was familiar with it a little bit, and you know what? It wasn't terrible. Don't fucking twist this around into me desiring to attend the fucking Carrie Underwood concert.
I'm not.
But I was there, and it was an overwhelmingly female audience. And what was amazing, this was in Newark at the Prudential Center.
I'll be going there soon, actually.
Do you remember the days when there would be a specific time when the bootleg T-shirts would be sold? As you're pulling out, you're leaving the venue, parade of Jamaicans with these garage screen-printed fucking T-shirts that are, like, fucked up, that don't look right.
Like hanging on a cross with a bunch of, like, hooks on them.
Yes.
They have a big cross.
Yeah, they crucified these bootleg T-shirts. And they would come out after the fucking reads. After the show, they would converge on the line of cars and try to sell it. As we were approaching the venue, they were walking around the block. Shirts, 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 you want shirts? Shirts.
Oh, that's the people that want to wear the shirt of the band that they're going to see at the concert.
Yeah. Well, these are also the bootleg T-shirts being sold before we're even there. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So they're doing that now. I guess they're just getting, you know, trying to get as much as they can. They have no idea who Carrie Underwood is. They just see this print that they put on a black T-shirt, like a black men's beefy tee. it's like a fat dude's black T-shirt with Carrie Underwood printed on it. They have one size. So we just ignore them. We pull into the fucking parking deck and zooming around looking for a spot. We're on like the top level and I just stop the car. A guy knocks on my fucking door in the parking deck. Knocks on my window. Shirts. You need shirts? shirts,
oh my
unique
God.
Shirts.
I would have hit him with the door.
There's only one other car on this fucking level. I said, no, I'm good. I'm good, no. And he starts to move away. And I'm thinking, holy shit, dude, this could have gone fucking really bad. And then what happens is, you know, the guy starts to leave, but Amanda starts to go for the door. I'm like, hold on, do you even know where the fucking dude is? Get a bead on the guy first. And then when we can see him, when we know where he is, then we'll fucking exit the car and we'll walk and I'll go with you. They're invading the parking deck now with these fucking bootleg shirts. I didn't know this. I don't go to many concerts. I always remember the ritual of they'll come out of the fucking reeds or from behind the garbage cans or wherever the fuck they hide.
Well, the exit area.
Yeah.
It was always the exit area.
Not in the goddamn deck. And I'm sure there's a lot of cars that had nothing but females in it that he could intimidate and scare the shit out of. Ah, man, it's fucking frightening.
Absolutely, yeah, but you know what? They're not. Those guys aren't going to mess with you because they're trying to make a dollar. They're not going to get into a fight and get arrested.
Well, guess what? All you need to mess with somebody is a cheap shirt that you bought from another guy who didn't mean to fucking mess with anybody.
So yeah, that's
you just
true.
Buy that cheap shirt and then you have a license to knock on everybody's fucking car and just be like, "Oh, it's just the shirt guy. And, oh, I'm going to get the real shirt." Blah blah blah. And then he fucking puts a knife in your ribs. And takes your charger. Doesn't even take the phone. Just takes the fucking charger.
takes the power strip.
Shit, $30. $30 at the Apple store. $30 motherfucking dollars for an iPhone 4 charger.
I always got a kick because I used to go... I went to the Ozfests. And to see those guys selling like Ozzy
t-shirts. By the way, I don't appreciate what you just did there. You had to make it like you went to the more masculine concert. I'll have you know, Steve, there was a drummer and a bassist on stage for Carrie Underwood.
They were men?
They were. They had a male bassist and a male drummer. So
nice.
let's not make it out like I saw the gay show. Okay. Well, I went to Ozfest and punched a midget in the face. When I did that and you were at your little queen show.
Hey.
Continue.
I wouldn't judge anybody that went to see a queen show, because that must have been some crazy shit to see Queen live. I'd have a lot of respect for someone who saw Queen live.
I didn't
back
mean
in the
it
day.
As a band, but let's face it. Anyway, Steve, continue. You went to Ozfest.
Yeah, and those guys would be out there, and I'm like, dude, you have no identification with what you're selling at all. You know, like a black dude, like a totally like Rastafarian Jamaican dude. Selling
yo, Ozzy. We got some System of the Down t-shirts.
Yeah,
who needs some System of the Down t-shirts?
Yeah.
Who needs that shit?
It's just like, you know, make your money, guy. You know what? If
I got some Tesla sweaters. Anybody want some Tesla sweaters? I made some.
Winger.
I sold this shit my motherfucking self. Tesla sweaters.
But you know what? I've bought from those guys before, because if you get the licensed t-shirts now, they're freaking $20.
They're doing something new now.
I've seen them $50, and this was like 15 years ago. $50 for a goddamn t-shirt.
Thankfully, newspapers are on their way towards a permanent death. So at the across from the merch table was a little tiny table, unpopulated, for the New York Times. And what they were doing is, if you signed up for committed to sign up for a minimum of like a Sunday edition for $10 a month, they would give you the free $35 concert T-shirt that Amanda wanted. So what we did is
you sign up and quit.
So we signed up for the fucking Sunday New York Times for $10, and we're not newspaper readers. If you catch my drift. We will definitely be canceling that subscription. Suck my dick, New York Times. I have a feeling they're going to bill us for the shirt. There's probably something we signed where
it's like minimum for
you must
months.
Cover the cost of said shitty shirt. And we're probably going to... Oh, you going to get a bill for that. You going to get a bill for that.
By the way, Tracy Morgan, that's where he started out.
What?
Hawking those concert t-shirts.
Is that really what he did?
Yeah, that's where he met Lorne Michaels. Selling t-shirts at a concert, he met Lorne Michaels, and Lorne Michaels liked his t-shirt shtick.
That sounds made up.
That's what he said on the Michael Kay show.
That sounds really fucking made up, Steve. That sounds like his shtick to begin with. Yo, Norm Michael saw me selling t-shirts.
I'm just relaying the message. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's never been a bastion of truth. I would love that to be a real story. I just don't believe it is.
He also said he had a pet octopus on the show, and then and
I got
you know
a
what?
Pet octopus.
And then you know what? I just saw
Doc. I call him Doc.
2 weeks ago, he had a picture of him in his house with his pet octopus. I'm like, oh shit! Either he had to like back up the story and go buy a pet octopus, or he actually did have a pet octopus.
So, how did you see him with the octopus? Was he in a tank with scuba gear on? No.
He was standing next to the tank, like the upper corner of the tank, and the octopus was like trying to get out, and he was just, you know, like leaning over on the tank with his arm over on the tank with the fucking octopus.
If Tracy Morgan truly has a pet octopus, then the world is right. The world is right to end on the 21st.
Not happening.
So wait, you mentioned that your friend was at a Carrie Underwood concert. Is your friend?
I would consider him my friend. You know, I went to preschool with this kid all through school, up until high school. So, you know, whatever that is, 12 years of school together.
Okay. So you know him pretty well.
Yeah, he's definitely a friend of mine. Definitely like one of those friends on Facebook from high school that maybe I haven't seen in a long time, but I would never, you know, defriend them on Facebook because, you know, he was a good friend.
Okay. By the way, I've eliminated 3 people I went to kindergarten with.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we had a great time pasting pieces of paper together. Learning to use scissors together. I think it's time to just call it a life. That's what I said. I haven't seen you since I was 4. I don't think I need to connect with you.
Yeah, did you send them that message before you defriended
No,
them?
I just fucking defriended them. Let them figure it out. Everybody else has fucking 16 times the amount of friends I have on Facebook. And sadly in real life. But I don't think they'd miss me. So They'll just think I got really quiet with my already small flow of updates on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have no qualms about just shedding friends on Facebook. If they either irritate me or I determine that I don't even know or care about this person.
Good way to live. Good way to manage your friends. But so while this friend of mine was actually at the Carrie Underwood concert, he seemed kind of hyped about it. He's like, oh, I got my girlfriend Carrie Underwood tickets. She was all hyped to go. We're going, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So he posted something about, it was, I guess he was a Republican. So he posted this picture. It's like some picture that went viral on the internet about Obama signing 932 executive orders in 3 years. So, you know, being the skeptic, I consider myself a skeptic, and whenever I see like someone just blatantly putting something out there that I might not completely agree with, I'll go see if it's true. You know, I'll look it up.
Okay.
So I looked it up, and it's completely false. I went to the first thing I did went to Snopes, and Snopes is just like completely false.
You know, by the way, in the anti-Obama crowd, I'm not really on either side of it. I don't really
neither am I.
I don't really care for Obama. But I don't
Neither
really
do
care
I.
for any politicians. By the way, I've heard that when you give a Snopes link to someone who is posting something that's against Obama, they will reply by saying, you know, Obama controls Snopes. Or it's Snopes has a liberal media slant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've heard that. Really? I don't really care.
I've never heard that.
I've actually heard that. Oh, that's Snopes. Like, I'm going to trust that. Okay, whatever. This site just exists to debunk things.
Yeah.
And has for years. But no, it's been, you know, it's a tool of the media to get you to believe in Barack. Yeah. As if you were going to.
So anyway, well, and on top of that, the Snopes link had a link to a government agency that has tracked over the years all the executive orders of every president.
Okay.
All right. You know, they... they have their shit, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's a .gov site. I mean, it's a government-run site.
Okay.
Kind of hard for them to lie. And then, you know, I'm just like, all right, this is not true. I'm like, here's the Snopes link. And then under that, I took the link that was on the Snopes link and put it underneath. I'm like, here's a government-run site that's been, you know, following all this for years and years and years.
Oh, so you – okay, you saw his claim. You did your research. You found contrary evidence.
And
you said, hey, not true. Check this. Posted the government link.
Right. I didn't say anything inflammatory.
So you're not a jerk. You're just kind of saying, hey, not true.
Here's why. Yes.
Pretty good. I would approve of that.
So he doesn't reply because apparently he's at the concert. I didn't realize he was.
Oh, he's living it up.
Yeah, so he's having a
fatties
grand old,
and flannel and fucking cowboy boots.
He's having a grand old time jamming to Carrie Underwood. Ugh. And one of his friends replies, he's just like, Steve, go suck a dick. I'm like, what? I'm like, who is this guy? I'm just like,
so it was someone you don't even know, right?
No, it was one of his friends.
Isn't that the beauty of Facebook now? You get to interact with your friends that you have no fucking idea who they are.
Like, one degree of separation just is worlds apart.
So do you go after the friends when this happens, or do you try kind of lay off out of respect?
No, if they tell me to suck a dick, I mean, I could have met this guy in the street. If he told me to suck a dick, I'd fucking punch him in the face.
Exactly.
So I, you know, the closest thing is to punch him in the face over Facebook. So I'm like, all right, whatever, guy. And, you know, one of his friends agreed with me, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. And this dude just kept saying, he's just like, oh, Steve is brainwashed sheeple. And, he's just saying,
sheeple.
Yeah, as soon as you bust out sheeple, I automatically hate your guts.
Yeah.
Automatically. Like, I believe in some conspiracy theories, but I will never use the term sheeple.
Automatically. Systematically.
Yeah.
Sheeple.
Yeah, like, that just infuriated me when he said that. So, he didn't secure his profile on Facebook. And he has, you know, a lot of information about himself. So I'm reading through.
Oh, no.
His occupation is chiropractor. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay, so this is how he knows my buddy. I'm like, because my friend is a chiropractor.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I was, you know, really, really mad at the time. And I don't believe in chiropractors, just to put that out there. I know there's like sports medicine people that basically, you know, some of the stuff chiropractors use from sports medicine.
Chiropractors are such fucking horseshit. Let me tell you, if you have low back pain, they might be able to do something for you. But I've met people and I've worked with people at jobs I'm no longer at where they swore by fucking chiropractors.
Dude.
The guy actually said, if I had a hangnail, I'd go there first. He tried to tell me. Like, okay, we used to go to lunch, me and this former coworker. And one day he pulled out his wallet and like a piece of metal, like a metal rounded edged rectangle was on top of his wallet and kind of clanged on the table. I go, oh, what's that? You know what? I got that from my doctor. I go, oh, really? Your doctor? He goes, yeah, my chiropractor. I got that from my chiropractor.
Oh, so not a doctor.
I said, so wait, so your chiropractor gave you like a piece of metal? What does it do? Well, I carry it around in my right pocket because I went there for some back pain, and he scanned me. And he says, that he looks at the results and says,
scanned.
You know, you're electromagnetically fucked. And I looked and I said, what does any of that mean? He goes, he basically put the scanner on my, like the nodes on my spine and said, try lifting your arm up. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't lift my arm up. He gave me this metal thing, said, put that in your pocket. And then I could lift my arm up. He actually tried to tell me that carrying this piece of metal gave him fucking mobility in his shoulder that he didn't have because he was electromagnetically fucked.
Meanwhile, it's made of thorium and it's giving him radiation poisoning and his joints and his fucking ligaments are deteriorating.
I don't know if you've worked with like those aluminum studs. And like people will do construction in offices and they won't use wood. They'll use like those metal studs.
Yeah.
If they usually have a knockout piece where, so you can run wires through them. It looked like one of those little fucking slugs that you'd knock out of a metal stud.
It's like a metal slug.
Just a little fucking piece of metal. The guy probably found it at a bus station and just said, you know what? How can I get $700 from this? I got it. I'll cripple somebody with some kind of a nerve pinch, and then I'll let loose and then have them move their arm and just tell them it's because of this. The guy buys every fucking lie sent to the, said to the said to him by this guy. He told me that he did the foot bath thing. I said, "What's the foot bath thing?" He goes, "Well, they have these baths you put your feet in, and it has the ability to pull the heavy metals out of your body."
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Heavy metals? Well, all the heavy metals settle in your feet. And you should. I'm thinking, what do you mean it settles in your feet? You're not fucking jello mold. How's it just. What the fuck are you talking about? He goes, I put my feet in. It was clear. I looked down at the end of it. I'm embarrassed. It's filthy water. Filthy black brown water. And I was told it's all the heavy metals that were stored in my feet.
Yeah, okay.
And this wasn't before that, I didn't think he was an idiot. And I still don't think he's an idiot. I just think he has successfully bought and subscribed to the bullshit the chiropractors tell you.
Right.
And they're such fucking scamming pieces of shit. I had a tweaked back for a little while. And when I was working there, of course, I worked with him. So every time I made like a strain or tried to crack my back, he's like, I'm telling you, I'll get you an appointment. I'll get you an appointment. And one day I relented. I didn't want to hear anymore. I didn't want to hear any shit from him. And I wanted to see, you know what, who knows, maybe my back will be get some fucking relief. So I went there. The chiropractor, I'm not going to call him a fucking doctor. The chiropractor rubbed fucking some shit on my back, like a fucking mineral ice, and put me on a machine that kind of massages your back like a. So basically, he bought equipment that amounts to a flat chair from Brookstone. That's basically what the fuck it is. And I had my legs elevated, and this fucking thing massaged my back. And he said, and it actually my back felt better from that. I'm like, you know, I feel pretty good. He's like, okay, great. Now we'll just set you up for the follow up appointments. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean follow up appointments? Well, we need to make sure that, you know, adjusting a spine is a gradual process, and we want to make sure that you're properly adjusted. We're going to need to set up 9 more appointments. I think 9 more sessions will have you properly adjusted. I said,
oh my God.
Okay, I have insurance, but I'm paying a fucking $30 copay here.
Nope.
I am not going to
$70.
I'm not going to pay you $270 fucking dollars. I'll just go to fucking like a Brookstone and pretend to want to buy a chair. I'll rub my own fucking mineral ice on my back and pretend to go to fucking Brookstone. By the way, before that, to do the full scan of my back, the mythical scan that he does. He puts these like little electrode suction cup things. I don't even know what the fuck they're called. On your back at certain points.
Bullshit. Let's call him bullshit.
Yeah, he puts suction cup bullshit on certain points of your back and hooks you up to a screen. And you see like a wave going up and down on the screen. He says to me, he goes, so where have you been experiencing the pain? And I said, well, yeah, it's on the lower right side of my back. Okay, interesting. He does some shit. Something prints out, and wouldn't you know, Steve, guess which part of my back lit up red?
Oh, the lower right side.
Whoa! Oh my God, it's red! That must be terrible! Fucking scamming motherfucker. And you know what? I knew it was bad, because when I was in the waiting room, they had that they had music like this. Hold on. I think they had something like this playing.
Kenya!
Ken? Yes. Okay, have you finished your paperwork yet? No, I haven't. Oh, totally cool. Totally cool. Just finish it whenever you're ready. Take your time. It's totally cool. you know what? I don't want to be told by anybody in a medical office that what I'm doing is totally cool. I don't give a fuck. The other thing about this, it's run from his house. So I'm coming in like the whore's entrance of his house, like the side fucking storm door, and it's set up like a medical office. And I'm in the dude's fucking basement that's been converted into a medical office. Not a real doctor! I'm sorry. If before you did this, it used to be a fucking playroom for your kids, I'm sorry, it's not a fucking proper medical office.
You know what?
I don't need Pure Moods playing. this.
To be fair, there are chiropractors that specialize in sports medicine.
Sure.
And those guys are I'd say 90% legit. I mean, there are some chiropractic methods they might use, but I think it gets confusing, and you have to disassociate chiropractors from sports medicine doctors because they're very close in what they seem to do, but the sports medicine doctors are real deal, and the chiropractors are more like fucking new age hippies with fucking crystals hanging over your head.
So you're investigating this guy that called you a pussy or whatever the fuck he called
you. So I see he's a chiropractor.
Or a dick sucker. He called you a dick sucker? Is that what he called you? Okay. Yeah, so he called you a dick sucker, and now you're investigating him, trying to figure out where he's at, and you find out he's a chiropractor.
Yeah, I see that, and basically, all right, I just fucking latched on and fucking went off. And basically everything we just said, you know, I just called him fucking a quack. That was first thing that came out of my mind. My fingers to the keyboard is you're a fucking quack. Being a goddamn chiropractor, you're not even accredited in any real medical agency. I'm like, because they can't accredit fucking chiropractors because it's bullshit. Going off, and I kind of lost, sight that my friend that I'm writing on his wall is a chiropractor. And I'm like, oh. Yeah.
So the very friend that you were just trying to give proper information to, not his friend who called you the dick sucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's also a chiropractor.
So
you're insulting your fucking friend to get back at this guy.
Well, I'm insulting this guy, but it basically carries over to my friend because he's of the same.
You know what? If you're in the company of butchers and you tell one butcher that you're a faggot because you're a butcher and butchers are faggots, they're going to take offense.
Yeah. So this goes on maybe for like an hour. I'm on Facebook just kind of fucking around. And my friend gets home from the Carrie Underwood concert. And
don't laugh like that. Some men go there. Have a blast.
No, I'm laughing at the situation.
An $18 amount of fucking Ho Garden and try to take some shitty pictures. Go ahead.
So he gets back and he replies on the wall. He's like, thanks, Steve. He's like, thanks. Thanks for calling me a quack. Thanks for totally deriding things that I've done for years of my life in order to create a profession for myself. I'm like, oh, shit. That's right. I'm like, I forgot he's a fucking chiropractor, too. So I sent him a message. I'm like, dude, you know what? Delete this if you want to. I know I might have fucked up business if you have business, people that believe in your business on here. He's like, we'll see. He's like, I don't know. I don't know if we can still be friends after this.
What?
I'm just like, yeah, he said that to me.
Lighten the fuck up, you back-cracking asshole. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know if we can be friends after this. So I reply, whatever, and log off for the night. And he never defriended me. He actually defriended the other guy because he fucking was just being completely retarded.
All right. I would have defriended you, though, if you did that.
Well, like I said, this is not
because you insulted me, just because you typed way too many characters in association with my personal Facebook account. And I can't be bothered.
There was probably 50 comments by the time he got back from the Carrie Underwood concert. I mean, we went back and forth this game. But I mean, he didn't like say anything constructive. This kid, he was just basically, oh fuck you, you're an idiot, you don't know shit, you're a fucking cheaple, blah blah. I'm like, dude, fuck you,
Steve. You should go to a chiropractor. I think you should go to a chiropractor just to see what it's like. No. And just slap him in the face. It was pretty awful going there in this dude's fucking basement with Pure Moods playing. And I know Sandwich Humor Jeff says everybody needs a little pure moods in their life.
Little Enigma, little Enya.
Yeah. I don't need it. I don't need to hear this while I'm fucking trying to be adjusted.
Orinoco Flow. That's what you need.
This is like fucking funeral music.
Yeah.
For somebody who was killed in like a plane crash.
Yeah. And 30 seconds of pure moods.
Like the memorial consists of like poetry readings and, you know, discussions of this person's favorite things. Like this will be in the background.
Yeah,
I don't need to hear this to fucking to have my back fixed. I don't need to be reminded of a person's final remembrance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to throw Enya your way.
I love Enya.
You do not.
I do too.
My dad is one of the most gruff motherfuckers I've ever met, and inexplicably, he owns multiple Enya CDs.
So do I. I have two of them.
When I lived in my parents' house, I was going to class, and I was blocking his car. So my car is behind his truck, and he's in the car. The car is running, and he's agitated. He is fucking pissed. I'm like, I'm sorry, old movies. Come on! Like, I could tell that he's like, come on, goddammit! Like, from behind the fucking rolled up window. So I go and move my car, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He rolls down the window. He's like, okay, I'll see you tonight. And I hear, the fucking Day Without Rain CD from Enya just blaring, and he's still furious. There is no cure for that poison that courses our veins. I don't know where it comes from, but there is an undying anger in my bloodline, and it can't be quelled by Enya. Brian Hubley saying he's more of a chant guy himself, and I've never gotten into the chant music. Do you listen to chant, Steve? Gregorian chant or anything like that? The fuck? Did he just fucking leave to piss? He just totally left to piss. Okay. I'm gonna fucking stab him in the goddamn ureters. Anyway, Steve,
yeah.
Did you fucking totally peace out?
No, not totally.
I asked you a question, and I was met with silence.
What was the question? Go
ahead.
I
don't remember now. I'm too furious. Yeah.
What is it? Any question? How many albums do I own? Two.
No, I don't give a fuck. Steve, why do you have to piss at the same time every day?
I don't know what it is.
What do you drink?
It's beer.
Just beer.
Well, I had a lot of broth from the ramen. Dude, I had like a gallon of fucking
true
broth that didn't piss.
You did fashion a ramen bowl out of a cut-in-half Poland Spring fucking water cooler bottle.
Yeah, dude, the thing is large. But I always do that the first bowl.
I threw it over to you, and all I heard was a stream of piss hitting water from like fucking 10 feet away.
No, it's about 6 feet, but...
Oh,
I need to get a longer power line. I'll just bring my laptop straight into the bathroom next time.
You should just get a mixer, put a mic at your desk, and put a mic in the bathroom at all times. And just hope nobody uses it while you're doing the show.
Do they have
otherwise, you, by the way, if you're talking and all of a sudden the bathroom mic picks up somebody just grunting out a real fucking challenge of a dump, I would be happy. That would really improve my day.
Are there wireless mics? Can I get a wireless
there
mic?
There are, Steve. You can do that. Certainly.
That's you know what? That's my next investment.
But you know what's going to happen? Yeah. And I'll tell you now. You're going to run out of battery at a key moment. And it's going to throw me into a tizzy. I'm actually going to be worked into a snit. And I won't be happy. A snit! I will be thrown into a very bad mood. I won't like that one bit, Steve.
That's why I don't...
I demand you get a long wire... Like you're a fucking roadie for Aerosmith.
No, I don't even need a long wire.
Just run a wire wherever you go. Tap it twice.
I need a 3 foot longer one. You know what? Are there USB extensions? If I got a 4 foot USB extension on this, I think that would cover the.
There are. You can get a longer USB cord.
I think 100 feet is right. Is the USB like max length or whatever it is?
Yeah, I believe that's. I don't care. Steve, do whatever you have to do so that
it's done.
Or, I don't know, take a piss before the show.
I did.
Jesus. You know what you need? You need some kind of a catheter.
Colostomy.
I'm telling you, the invention I've always wanted to make is something like a condom with a hose at the end that you can snake down one of your pant legs and run out of the bottom of your fucking shoe. So you could just piss all the time and have it spill out of the back of your sneaker. That's what I want to do.
Right onto my carpet in my room. That would be a great idea.
Well, yeah, obviously you don't want to fucking put that thing on in your home. But if you're out and about, just fucking piss through your shoe. I think that'd be great. And you can even have a little tiny tail nozzle at the end, just so you don't get any splashback. Just have a little fucking downspout. Just think gutters on a house, Steve. See how they work? They keep the rain away from the house. Well, I'm thinking of piss gutters for your body that you just attach to your dick, and when you have to piss, you gotta piss. It's gotta be flexible, though, and it's gotta be comfortable because you're gonna be walking around and living your life.
I think they have that already. Someone has to have invented
that. I'm sure they have that, like as far as the traveler's piss bucket. I'm trying to think of a good name. But Germ Freak described a product where he would just hook his dick up to it and piss into the bottle. I'm thinking a better elimination system, rather than just holding on to a bottle of piss, would be getting the piss out of your way. Like run it out of the driver's side window or something, or find a way, or put it down the bottom of the door. Find a way for it to go out of the car or out of the bottom of your shoe as you're walking. That's what I want to happen. But for you, Steve, obviously, just get a long hose and throw it into the toilet and you can just piss forever.
That's true.
And then you don't have to move.
I'll find one.
It's a better world when you don't have to move, Steve.
I know.
Well, I think that we should draw this episode to a very pissy close. I want to thank Clayton from Texas for calling in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's very nice of you. Take some part of your day, dedicating it to the bullshit that we speak on a week-to-week basis on HeroesTalk.com. Thanks to Sandwich Humor, SandwichHumor.com, and their Truth Time Theater podcast. A very, very fine podcast. If you're not listening to it now, that should change very soon. Please listen to that show and let them know what you think. You know, and if you're so inclined, buy them coffee or a pie. Send them a cup of coffee. Send them a pie. But make sure you bought it from Amazon. HeroesTalk.com. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click the link. Buy something. You get something. We get a small cut. It would be very nice of you if you did that for us. Especially in this holiday season. The season of Saturnalia. Steve, is that what it is?
Yep.
Great. Well, Steve, thank you very much for being a part of this. Is there anything you'd like to say?
If you're cooking pork belly and you get a nipple, don't cut off the nipple. Fry that shit up and eat it.
Go with it. You're going to cook me pork belly, you said. You invited me over very awkwardly. And I accept. I will eat and review a meal that you prepare for me.
I'll do it, man.
As though I am from Kitchen fucking Stadium. Too much salt. Not enough cream cheese, whatever the fuck it is.
Creme fraiche?
Not enough cream cheese. Anyway, Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night and a good week. Take care.
For a dollar.